This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. A bill to eliminate the statute of limitations for victims of child sexual assault to file civil lawsuits against abusers moved out of the state Senate. It's an effort lawmakers have struggled with for years. Colorado currently has no statute of limitations for criminal cases involving sexual abuse of minors, but victims have to file civil claims by the age of 24. Tuesday's unanimous vote sends the legislation to the House. 10 other states have eliminated the time limits for civil suits. State data suggests more than 800 people in Colorado who have had COVID-19 may have caught it a second time. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
The state released the number Monday and said 812 people out of a total of nearly 430,000 positive cases of COVID-19 were reinfected. The criteria for reinfection is two positive molecular tests, like a PCR test, separated by 90 days or longer. That's an attempt to differentiate reinfection from those who have one continued infection. To determine true reinfection, scientists would have to do genetic sequencing on the samples, which it's only been able to do for a few of the cases. The reinfections were reported between August and February. Reinfections are rare, but like similar viruses, do occur. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Hanging Lake Trail near Glenwood Springs is expected to soon reopen after last summer's Grizzly Creek fire shut down access to the lake. Officials say permits will be available to purchase on April 1st through the Glenwood Springs tourism website. Hikers will be able to set off starting in May. Capacity limits put in place during the pandemic will remain in effect, and shuttles won't operate until later this year. Coming up here on CPR News, the story of two of the 2,500 people in Colorado who have died in elder care facilities in the pandemic. Jeannie Davis's parents were married since just after high school. Then they both caught COVID-19 at their nursing home.
It was like they were hit by the same arrow at the same time.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll have their story through the eyes of their daughter. You're listening to CPR News.